You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hey, guys.
This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Clearly the TV behind us was a bad idea. Are you with us, Ryan? Are you back?
Uh-huh.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Because I feel like you didn't watch it. I feel like this is your first time and you're just like, ah.
No, definitely not.
No. Okay, yeah. So we are reviewing another film. We are back as the movie show. The movie show.
On Active FM.
Yeah, we are back.
My name is Ryan. Yeah. Oh, wait, did we? My name's Ryan.
My name is Sash, just in case you didn't know that.
And this is the movie.
And this is the movie we are doing. It's called Damsel. So if you've been a faithful follower of the movie show,
you'll know why we watch this. Faithful listener.
I was going to say an watcher. FF, but that just sounded weird.
A faithful AV. Audio, listened, and video. Yeah, so the cast
then
is...
Then you would know about this movie because we mentioned it. Yeah, so it's a film that Netflix brought out with Millie Bobby Brown. In fact, it's another film that she produced. So Millie Bobby Brown, if you don't know who that is, right? Millie Bobby Brown is 11 from Stranger Things. You know the chick that had like no hair, that was like the little girl that's now grown up? Yeah. She also acted in Enola Holmes. She is Enola Holmes. And she was also part of producing Enola Holmes. In fact, Enola Holmes, so there's two films out and they're working on the third as far as I know. But it was her first producing project, which she's pretty young, you know, like to be a producer. And anyway, after Enola Holmes came out, it was announced that they were bringing out Damsel, which is a film that she's also starred in, but also produced this film. So that is Millie Bobby Brown. And just to give you some background info, Millie Bobby Brown is engaged to Bon Jovi's son.
You guys probably thought that she was going to say guitarist, hey? Bon Jovi's guitarist.
No, that would be sick, right?
I know, it would be. I'm just saying it sounds...
Let's be honest.
It sounds like we're going there. Bon Jovi's
Bon Jovi's
guitarist.
Son. Whose name now is gone. It's just...
Something
it's,
Jovi.
It's something Jovi.
Just click on it.
I saw an interview where she introduced herself as Millie Bobby Bon Brown. Because, you know, it's Bon Jovi. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think... Jake! That's his name. Jake. Bon Jovi.
I'm sure Jake's in one of his songs.
Serious.
Should I write that name somewhere there?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Sounds like a song that Bon Jovi, I mean, a name that Bon Jovi would name his son.
Jake.
Just sounds really Bon Jovi-ish.
So the cast of this film was Millie Bobby Brown, obviously. Then you have Nick Robinson. So he plays Prince Henry. Did you recognize him?
I was trying to get that guy.
Did you recognize him?
I actually didn't.
Okay,
I
recognized him, but I couldn't place him. So he was in, you know, there was Jurassic Park. There were the three Jurassic Parks. And then they've now made the three Jurassic Worlds.
Yeah.
You know, the first Jurassic World, there was the chick with the orange hair. Her two nephews came to the park. There was the older son and the younger son. He was the older son. But he was a lot younger then. Clearly. And then also, so unfortunately, that's what he looks like. I don't know if you recognize him now from...
Nope.
He was in Jurassic World. No? Nothing?
Can't say recognize nothing, him nothing. Jurassic World.
So he also acted in a film called Love, Simon, which was a gay romance film.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. I was like, oh, what the heck, man? Anyway, moving right along. So that was Prince Henry. And then you had Angela Bassett. She was in this film. You also have a woman named Robin Wright. Now, Robin Wright was in The Princess Bride. Do you remember The Princess Bride?
Yep.
That like old, like classic romance film. I haven't watched it fully, but I'm not a big fan of the movie, to be quite honest. So she was in it, and then you do have other people. It actually wasn't a very big cast. Thinking about it after the film, like there wasn't a big cast in the film, and Millie Bobby Brown had a lot of screen time by herself. Like, there was often, especially if you watch like behind the scenes and stuff, where she was literally acting on her own for a long time. Like, there's a good solid portion of the film where she is by herself, which is very exhausting as an actor, because like the performance is based on you alone. Plus, like she was saying in an interview, you can't be sick because then literally production shuts down because it's not like they can go, oh, okay, we're just going to film that.
No, you have to push through it.
Yeah. So she couldn't, also there was like, she said it was very, which it was very physical. It was, she actually said the reason she wanted to do the project was because she's never done something like this before. And it really pushed her. Yeah. Ryan, I'm interested because you are a male. What were your thoughts of this film? Before you give us your thoughts, you can take a few seconds to think them up. Damsel, the name Damsel, so the film's name is Damsel, obviously comes from the whole term damsel in distress. So damsel in distress, we all know there's the prince, or there's the guy, the man, the knight, the dude, you know? And then like,
and
there's
the
this damsel.
The chick.
And she's just like, oh my gosh, how are we? Yeah, that damsel that's in a tower, or there's a dragon, or there's a something. And
now she goes,
yeah. So, and then the guy comes because, like, the damsel is in distress, you know, and she needs to be taken out of distress. So, yeah, the whole term damsel is kind of like, you need a man. Now, we do live in a very feminist world, so I'm not for the whole feministic thing, but, yeah, there's a very fine line. So how did you find the film?
It was entertaining. Watched it with my sons, and then at some point he couldn't take it anymore. So then I showed him. I was like,
wait, how old is your son?
He's 7 years old.
He's seven. Why couldn't he take it?
So, because he was just like,
oh, Shay, was he freaking out? Yeah. Oh, I thought he was just like, I can't handle this.
So
this is
I said, hang on, let me just show you. And then I showed him some of the BTS, some of the behind the scenes.
Oh, that's clever.
Just to show him that, look, it's a movie, dude. And then he enjoyed the storyline.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
What
did you think of it?
So it was entertaining. It was very good. Storyline was very capturing. But I think they could have done more on the fight scene stuff. It was just very
girly.
Not girly. There was just some stuff that was like, oh yeah, of course. I don't know. There could have been improvements on the end part with her and the dragon.
Yeah.
And the dragon.
We've had this before. So the concept of this film was brilliant. You know how they say every script is a what if question, right? So like this, the concept, can I do the what if of this film?
What if?
What if? So basically it's like, instead of, you know how normally in fairy tales, like it starts off like the absolute fairy tale, you know, when it's like too good to be true, and then it really is too good to be true. She's getting married to this prince.
Well, that's how I felt
she comes
about
from a, yeah.
When I got there, I was just like, it's too good to
be
true.
Yeah, I know. I was just sitting there, I was just like,
Oh, no, that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, you're just like,
there's too many greats.
Life is not, and this is a movie, and you're just like, guys. But like, so the normal thing is, you know, she meets the prince. She goes from this cold, barren wasteland to this beautiful, you know, incredible kingdom where there's flowers and there's just like everything's nice.
The whole time in my mind, I was like, if that dragon does not kill that girl, he's going to go back and he's going to wipe out the village. So I'm like, as long as she lives, that village is in trouble. That's all. I'm like saying that to my son. But watch. He's not killing her. Yeah. Which means, guess where he's going back to? So as long as she stays alive.
Oh, the dragon was a girl.
Yeah, and that. Although
that reminds me of Shrek. This
can
like
I just
Shrek
give a heads up?
Again.
I love the voice of the dragon. Though.
Yes, she did well.
There was something very unhuman about it. Very
She's an
shrieky.
Indian actress.
Yeah.
But yeah, she has her name.
Love the
is,
voice of the dragon.
Mm-hmm. I think we should just show her name on screen.
Yep, there it is.
Shora Agdashlu. No, that's not how you pronounce her name. Agdashlu. Shore Agdashlu. This is how you pronounce her name. Okay, there we go. So that, but I recognize her voice. Yeah. I know her. Where do I know her from?
You recognize her voice?
I recognize her voice, as in, and I know because
it sounded like it. You could hear how they were kind of overdubbing it and really adding some.
But her voice is a lot like that.
It didn't sound really.
She does sound. I'm not saying they didn't. I'm not saying they didn't like add effects and stuff. No, they would have, but she does have.
It sounded very draggy. Like
she was in the Adjustment Bureau. I know her though, but like I can't place her. X-Men: The Last Stand. That might have been it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good film for her to be in.
She was in Arcane as well, and then she's done quite a few like Bollywood films. Oh, she was in House. And Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters. That's also and The Lake House. That was with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
Keanu Reeves and Renfield. Which was a play on Dracula. I did watch that, but now I can't remember who she was in it. Yeah, but that was basic. Okay. But yeah, her voice was very nice.
Yeah, Dragon Good.
But like, so the what if of this film is what if Prince Charming throws you into a dragon's lair?
That was so good. I love
that's
part.
Literally like the.
I love that part.
What, and you know,
did you know it was coming?
I knew it was coming. I was just like.
I was just like. This is so lovely.
I was expecting like, it. And weren't you expecting it?
No, no. Well, once he like, and I was like,
you just like, and then when he did it though, it shocked me
because I was figuring just like, out. I was trying to figure out why.
Yeah, what the
why the queen just told that whole fairy tale, and it's like da 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 done, and she's like, oh, shoo, yeah. I don't know what that was all about. Anyway, now we're married. That's awesome. Okay, let me carry him. Like,
it was too early in the film as well. You know, just
and then he's looking, and I'm like, and then he did it. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
But then I feel like the storyline they could have done, like you said, they could have done a little bit more with it. Like, you know how oftentimes you have brilliant what ifs. So like this, it was a brilliant what if. So what if is basically it's the film comes down to, you know, like the if you were to take the strip everything away and have like one sentence describe the film. It's a what if question. So like what
just,
if
just needed some maturing
with
the end. It just felt like they were like And then she survived, and then the dragon went back.
And they lived happily ever after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the end part where she's walking in the dragon, I was just like, nah.
That actually, there were two things that almost, they like did callbacks to other projects. So the first is when she meets the dragon. It was very similar to when Bilbo meets the dragon in The Hobbit, which I do agree, actually. You know, where they have that whole like discussion because she does talk to, and the dragon's, the dragon's almost like playing.
The
and
dragon
like,
was good though.
Yeah.
I'll give like three times. Like even the way like he breathed.
She.
Sorry. Sorry. Please don't come back and burn me. But I think it came from, was it from The Hobbit? Whenever she. And
yeah.
Like you see like there was
and
so
what
good.
Was cool with
and
this
the
one.
Fire
yes,
was really,
but it
really
was
great.
It was more like lava.
That's what I loved
like,
about it.
I liked
it.
How it had like, oh, yeah. It, whereas normally it's like. Fire.
It felt deadly. Exactly. Fire.
This one was more like.
And you hide behind a rock and it just goes. This one, you knew if she blew fire.
Ah, you were done.
That was you. It was over.
The tsunami of fire.
I loved
it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that they referenced was at the end when she's walking and the dragon flies over her, that was referenced to, what's it called? House of Dragon, but the first one?
Don't know.
Game of Thrones.
Is it?
I don't know which one they were. I haven't watched it, so I don't know which one they were referring back to.
Yeah, I was
but
just like.
Apparently that shot was done in Game of Thrones or House of Dragon as
is
well.
It?
Yeah, and then also with the dragon flying with the ship at the end. That they said it, they obviously took some. It was similar to shots done in those two. For me, honestly, so it wasn't feministic from the perspective of. The guys were the bad guys. Because actually the ultimate villain at the end of the day was the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did do that well. Because even the king, like...
But at the same time, the dragon was a female, the queen, the head of the villain was a female, the heroine was a heroine, not a hero.
Yeah.
So female. The stepmother was a female. That, do you understand? It was a very, very female cast. And I feel like subliminally they pushing feminism through it. It's like how Marvel has changed all of the superheroes to females. So it's not that they're out here going, that dude was the bad guy, but they are everyone's. Do you understand what I'm saying? So like that's why I was interested from a guy's perspective, your thoughts, like So that I don't think they pushed feminism. That's what I'm saying. Like the bad guy wasn't a guy, if you understand. But I still think that the way they're handling the project, it's got feministic roots to it. And that's that whole thing of we are strong women and we are powerful and we can do this without men.
And I think this is the thing that bugged me is that like armies of men came in there, like the king.
Exactly.
And
yes.
and they just got wiped out. Yeah. But then she comes and she survives.
Yeah.
And there's not even.
And she can't even fight. She's never picked up a sword.
Like if you look at the way she handled and all that, it wasn't like she did some like really intense stuff. Like anything different from what the other guys did. She was just.
Yeah.
She just survived. Maybe the dragon liked it because at one point, the dragon's like, fly away. I'm like, oh, the dragon's letting her go. Oh, he wants to go and burn the village. She wants to go and burn the village.
Yeah.
But
I did like how the restoration, let me just put it like that took place with the dragon. I thought that was cool. There were a couple of times where the storyline caught me off guard, which I enjoyed. So it wasn't 100% predictable. That's what I enjoyed about it.
That's probably what worked for me as well.
Yeah. I think it wasn't a predictable film.
Yeah.
At least
it wasn't a predictable
film. Yeah, that's what made it good. The one thing that irritated me though, oh my goodness, was the amount of noise that Millie Bobby Brown made while working her way around this lair. And the fact that the dragon didn't hear her, I was just like, there's no way. There is no way this dragon doesn't hear her. There is literally... Did that not irritate you? Like, she'd pick something up and she'd be like... Aah! I was just like, this chick should be dead because of the amount of noise she's made. The dragon... Like, either the dragon was deaf or partially deaf... Or I don't know what, but she made too much noise. I feel like the whole time I was just like,
just mute.
That's literally what I felt like. So yeah, that's the one thing I would like to bash the film about is she made too much noise. Like they were just like react.
So it might have tipped a bit on the girly side.
No, it was very girly in that way.
Is it?
Yeah, you think? And I'm a girl, and I'm saying this. No, she literally...
You know what I just noticed? There was the part where she's still carrying her and she's running for her life. I just thought about it.
That shot was cool, though. I like that shot.
I'm like, if you're running for your life, you just run.
Yeah, that's also the...
You don't care about your dress.
When they put the knife in her dress, that's when I was just like... The minute, girls, they put a knife in your wedding dress... Just no.
It's a souvenir.
It's not there for nothing.
It's a good luck charm.
No.
Survive the fight. Good luck. There's a dragon that's going to eat you. Good luck.
And the other thing that did irritate me slightly, right, was how perfect her makeup was constantly on her face.
I did notice that as well.
Like, she was bruised and battered, but she always had beautiful mascara. Her nose looked like perfect.
There's the one part, I think you know what I'm talking about. I thought she was finished. I'm like, oh, I thought she wasn't going to die. And then there was water and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, that's cool. That was cool.
But even there, I was like, this chick should have been dead a long time ago. And just because she's making so much noise.
Bring back 11. 11 would have been like, and then the dragon would have just popped. Finished. Like a pimple. Done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. Because 11 wasn't that loud, eh? 11 was just...
I feel like there's times, there are times where... So Millie Bobby Brown's very extroverted. Like if you look at her in interviews, behind the scenes, she's a very extroverted person. And I think that's probably just what adds to it. So she's a very good actress. And I think she has very wide... Well... Does she have wide range?
I think she's got a very special kind of character that she seems to be. Because I even watched, because I was watching the behind the scenes of this film. You know how YouTube goes into the next thing. And then I watched her of BTS of, what was the thing with Sherlock Holmes?
Enola Holmes.
And I was watching some of the behind, and
it's the same thing, yeah.
She's fighting.
That's what I'm thinking. This film and Enola Holmes, she was basically the same character. Mm. The only difference was she wasn't talking to the camera. So she wasn't breaking the fourth wall and the time. But Stranger Things, I would say she is that there she was different. There she did very well there. Mm. But I think she needs to watch and be careful because she could fall into the trap of just being the
Dwayne Johnson.
You know, like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Like she's a good actress. She is a good actress. Yeah. But you're basically getting the same role. Mm. Yeah. Johnny Depp could, he's done different roles, but he could also fall into that trap.
It is.
And Robert Downey Jr. is the same.
If there's a weird character, you're like, is that Johnny Depp?
Yeah. The person that is brilliant is like Kenneth Branagh. Mm. That dude, you don't know. What's his name? Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman, you just like, what?
Yeah, he's also. You're like, yeah. Oh, was that that guy?
Christian Bale's also very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's the best.
Christian Bale's solid, yeah.
I mean, he played Batman. So
he was
good.
In Ford versus Ferrari, yeah. Which just came out on Netflix,
you
by the
see?
Way.
You see, he was a racing car driver and he was Batman. I mean, although I suppose the car could, but we're talking about like two different, you know, yeah. Where is he? You know?
I honestly think he was my favorite Batman. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Me too.
I think he was my favorite Batman, awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then I just need my phone because we did a poll, right? So we did a movie show poll, and the poll was basically we asked, would you rather, if you had to choose, right? Like, if you had to choose, would you rather watch a film or would you rather watch a series? Very difficult question because obviously we like not taking any context into context. We're just like, which one would you choose?
Right.
Yeah. So we have had a couple
of people respond.
Instagram
has tallied up the results.
Instagram has done the results. So we did two different polls. I'll give you the I'll let you know on each poll which one won. But Ryan, which one would you go for?
I did vote as well.
Oh, okay. And oh wait, let's find your vote. Ryan said a series.
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
Really?
I enjoy it. I do enjoy it.
Okay, I actually found this very difficult. At first, a couple of years back, I was a movie person through and through. But recently, I've actually found pretty good series. But then I was like thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? Series can... Because at the moment, I'm actually overwhelmed with series. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with a movie. Because a movie you can watch, and you can like get it done, and you can be like, I watched it. Not like 5 weeks later, still waiting for this. So I went for a film. But I'm not hating on series. I just preferred it. Yeah.
Well, the last series session that we did was all your fault, so.
All right, so Just Gloire. So Glory, we know him as Glory. He voted for a film. So film. Mm. This was the first poll. Then we have Lesedi. Shout out to Lesedi. We also know Lesedi. She did an internship with us. She did film as well. So we have two films. Then we have Monique. Thank you, Monique. We see you, Monique. She said series. So that's series.
Series,
Series. Danielle said series. Danielle Inslin said series. And then Tour Bus Vomit, who's actually one of our interns, he said film. I agree, film. And then Matsepo, she said series. So out of that first poll, right, film one. Can you believe it? I actually thought series was going to take it. So on this poll, it was 56 went to film and 44% of people said series. Then we did a second poll and out of this one, film got 69 and series got 30. Oh no, it just changed. Wow.
People are voting right now.
Just changed.
All right, guys, get your phones out.
So film got 60 and series got 40. Okay, Mr. Audio Liner ZA, he's the one that changed it. He said,
how's
series.
That? Who the hell's that?
He said series. Active Come FM, here. The whole of Active FM decided that a series would be better to watch. Danny said that she would go for a series. J.I. Mardone's Films. If I pronounced that incorrectly, I apologize. They said that they would watch a film. That makes sense because they do films. Then Janae Dixon said he'd watch a film. Anton said that they'd watch a film. Gavin Inslin, that's my dad, said he'd watch a film. And Ryan said he'd watch a series.
Series.
Series. Can you believe it? So series, I mean, films won. Told the people that voted for the films. Yay! But you can vote as well below if you are unhappy with this poll and you're just like, But that's actually interesting because I honestly thought
series I thought
series was going to win, yeah.
Especially in like post
today's day and age, yeah.
The way things
are. But
gone.
Clearly, films are still a thing, man. Mm.
And then again, I think, although we expect that, okay, because a lot more people are watching, have gotten Netflix subscriptions.
Yeah, like streaming sites.
There's a lot of them, but they also do film. So it's not just...
Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so this was Damsel. Next week, we will be reviewing The New Megamind.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? I'm excited. I'm actually nervous. I'm more nervous than excited because the first Megamind was so good.
So are they going to stuff it up?
It was solid. It was one of my best animation films.
So right now it's flying. So next week is going to go... Or is it going to go... Mark 3.
Yeah, we'll find out next week. Fingers crossed, people. Mm. Go watch it. And then when you watch our review, you can know as well. Yeah. Anyway, this has been The Movie Show.
Till next week.
Peace.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.